Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Mr. Humble at your service. I'm very excited about having our good friend Grace Marie Turner back on the show. Grace Marie is an original founding member of our Brain Trust, president of the Galen Institute, a very important organization, especially today. And it was when I first met Grace Marie, and it continues to be. She's the founding member of the Consensus Group and co-author of a number of books on healthcare policy. And nobody in the world knows more about free market healthcare policy than Grace Marie Turner. Welcome back, Grace Marie.
Oh, it's a pleasure, Jim.
It's good to have you back. Hey, Grace Marie, when in times past, as long as I've been paying attention, when you got elected to Congress, you were a backbencher for, I don't know, 3, 4, 5, 10 years. Even if you got on a committee, right, you were basically told to shut up and sit over there and we'll let you know when you've earned enough cred to have anything to say. And that doesn't seem to be the case anymore. Well, this, for example, this young lady, Ocasio-Cortez out of New York, she seems to act like she's a newly elected member of Congress, and the world should now beat a path to her door and listen to her oracle of wisdom. And I'm having a hard time understanding why we're doing that.
I agree with that. As you know, I had a piece in the Wall Street Journal a couple of weeks ago about this, and talked about some of the things that she's just so clueless about our system of government, about history, about how our economy works. She said, coming back to Congress, she said that she, right after she's elected, she said that she can't wait to get back to Congress so she can get inaugurated.
Right.
And she was anxious to start signing bills in the first few days would be her dream.
Uh-huh.
And she thought Congress had three chambers. So just for starters.
That's an example, folks, of how unserious this person is.
Yeah.
Serious people.
So yesterday.
Grace Marie, serious people don't say things like that. If you're able to get elected to Congress, you know more than that. That's the reason this is not a serious person.
Well, she thinks she's serious, and she's had, 10 senior members of Congress lined up behind her when she introduced this $94 trillion Green New Deal.
Yeah.
And she yesterday was in Austin speaking, within the last few days, was in Austin speaking at the convention center, and there were so many people lined up that it took two floors, the entire length of the convention center, to get them into the
hall. But Grace Marie, her Green New Deal, as you pointed out in your article, her Green New Deal is based on a lie. It's based on lies. I think one way, you think another way. The foundational premises around which she thinks we need to have reforms is untrue.
She doesn't even understand the technology just is not there to
That's
get rid of all fossil fuels. And over 10 years, I mean, it would collapse the economy.
That's right.
We would not be able to have a national defense. We would starve to death because
mm-hmm.
there's no way that you could move the transportation system, could move the food supply that we would need.
So those are the illogical lies. But here's the other lie. She's acting like nothing has been done in the last 30 years to lower America's carbon footprint, when the truth is, in the last 20 years, we've achieved Kyoto Accord levels. We're at 1990 levels. Our economy has tripled in size. while we've lowered our carbon footprint to 30-year-ago levels. Now, why aren't the people on the left celebrating that? When they start celebrating that, Grace Marie, and start saying, okay, good job, folks, let's see what we can do to improve this. When they start doing that, I'll start listening to them. Otherwise, until that time, everything they're saying is based on a lie.
And they don't seem to also look at the data that the more prosperous and wealthy an economy is, the less footprint they have.
Where do they think the innovations come from?
A clean environment.
Do they think innovations come from her policies? No, I don't think so.
It comes from government spending. It comes from redirecting resources from whatever you and I are doing to all of us working toward rebuilding our houses.
Did you find out how she got to Austin?
And rebuilding them.
How did she get to Austin? Did she ride a bike down there? That's what I want to know. How do you get to Austin, Congressman Ocasio-Cortez? We're going to come back and talk about the health care policies of the extreme left.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.